Sometime during childhood, our brains begin to organize in a way that helps us recognize human voices and the emotions they convey. But scientists haven't been sure exactly when that happens. NPR's John Hamilton reports on new evidence that it happens well before children utter their first words.
To figure this out, a team of researchers studied 32 infants. Half the babies were just 4 months old, the rest were 7 months old. The researchers had all of them listen to some common sounds. And also some human voices. The voices included speech, but not in any language the children might recognize. During the experiment, the team measured activity in an area of the brain that's close to the ear and is eventually used to process human voices. Tobias Grossman of the University of London says in infants who were 4 months old, this area did not distinguish between the human and non-human sounds.
The striking finding was that at the age of 7 months already, they show brain responses that indicate that they process human voice very distinctly from other kinds of sounds.
Then the researchers did a second experiment with the 7-month-old kids. They played them an unfamiliar word spoken with a happy intonation.
Zugekehrt.
And the same word spoken in an angry way.
Zugekehrt.
Once again, certain areas of the brain seem to know the difference. The findings provide strong evidence that sometime between the 4th and 7th month of life, we begin using specialized areas of the brain to process voice sounds. Grossman says this discovery might have been made years ago if kids didn't act like kids. After all, several generations of high-tech scanners have been able to identify brain areas in adults that respond only to human voices. But most young kids are just too squirmy to lie still for a scan. So researchers had to wait for a new technology that measures brain activity using beams of light. Grossman says now babies just wear a special helmet.
So the infant can in fact be seated on the parent's lap while listening to different kinds of sounds.
It makes sense that kids' brains become attuned to human voices so early. Their behavior shows that something must be changing in the brain. Most of the time, kids start responding to a parent's tone of voice within the first few months. Next, they learn to understand a few words, then they begin speaking. But sometimes things don't happen that way. And Rhea Paul of the Yale Child Studies Center says the new technique for measuring brain responses might help identify very young children with developmental disorders, including autism.
One thing we know about children with autism is that they are almost universally delayed in their development of language.
So problems with the brain systems that recognize and process human voices could offer an early warning. Paul says the brain areas that respond to intonation may be especially important to watch because children with autism often lack this ability. She says her lab found that toddlers with typical brains paid attention to which syllable in a word was being stressed and to the rhythm of sentences.
Our children with autism, on the other hand, paid attention to neither of those things.
But Paul says that experiment was with children who were at least a year old. She says it's not clear yet whether there are differences in younger children. The new research appears in the journal Neuron. John Hamilton, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.